It was this month in 1946 that a young American woman left her mark until recently unnoticed on the nation of Japan. It was post-war Tokyo when 22-year-old Beata Sirota Gordon was assigned to the staff of General MacArthur. The staff was to help draft a new constitution for the Japanese. Gordon had grown up in Japan, the daughter of European parents. She had spent the war years studying in the United States. When she returned with the U.S. Army, she unexpectedly was asked to write the law that would give Japanese women equal rights with men. She tells this remarkable story in her new autobiography, The Only Woman in the Room. I asked her how she knew how to write a constitution.
I had been a researcher at Time magazine, and although they discriminated somewhat against women, they did teach me how to do research well. So I rushed off in a Jeep with a Japanese driver, and I said, "Find me any libraries that are still standing in Tokyo." At that time, Tokyo was completely devastated. By miracle, he found three libraries for me. And I went to the librarians and asked them for samples of different constitutions. And then I think I gathered about 10 and brought them back to the office.
And you began reading through them to figure out what you could pull out of them.
Exactly.
To put into the Japanese constitution.
Exactly. Of course, it was not only that. I had lived in Japan for 10 years before the war, and so I saw the role of women.
And did that trouble you?
It did, because I couldn't understand how it could be that the mother would cook and prepare a meal for her husband who would come home with his friends, and then she would serve the meal, but she wouldn't really speak to them or eat with them. She would eat in the kitchen with the children. I could also not understand how a Japanese woman was always walking a few feet behind her husband on the street. The only thing she really could do was control the education of the children.
This is all done in the course of a week, right?
Correct.
And you tell a story, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, everyone is dead tired, and finally a Colonel Katie says she has her heart set on this issue, why don't we just pass it? And they were talking about your final words regarding equality of women. Did it really happen in that moment, that simply, that appeal?
Yes. When the women's issue came up at 2 o'clock in the morning, and they started arguing, the Japanese, I mean, very strongly against it. This is not for Japanese culture. This is an impossible clause for this constitution. And Colonel Cades was psychologically very attuned to people. And he had seen that the Japanese part of this discussion group was very much in favor of me because I was a very fast interpreter. And I had interpreted throughout for both the Japanese and the Americans. And so they were favorably inclined towards me. And he thought he would use that. That's why he said that.
Let's move to another part of the world for a moment. It's presumed that at some point in the future, Afghanistan may have a new constitution. What advice would you give to the people there regarding the rights of women?
Well, I urge the Afghan women to say, we want equal rights, we are equal, and we want it very clearly stated in the constitution. Now, I have read the Afghan constitutions. There are many of them. And they do say equal rights for everyone. I feel, as I did for the Japanese constitution, as the rights are more specific, the more the women will get eventually.
Beata Sirota Gordon, her autobiography is called The Only Woman in the Room.